I want to just share a thought with you and a challenge to you. Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. It says this: "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." We've been given a task, and that is that we're to be lights in this world. Salt and light. We are to affect this world. We're to enlighten this world. You know, it's so good to gather here on Sunday and to sing songs that solicit, you know, a heartfelt worship to the Lord. It's good to hear the stories of people and the ministries that we're doing to reach out. And all of those things are so, so important. But you know, we have a main task. And the task begins as soon as we say the amen in this service. And that's to go into the world, going into your world, your circle of friends, the people around you, and to be salt and light in the world. And it tells us here that we're to let our light so shine. And I want to just introduce the topic today. Next week we'll go in and we'll develop a little bit more. But in the short time we have remaining, I want to share with you this whole aspect of a hill and a lampstand, that this light is like a city set on a hill, and it can't be hid. And you take a light, it says, and you don't put it under a bushel. In other words, you don't take the light and then put a bushel over it so you can't see it, but you put it on a stand so it can illuminate more. And I believe God wants us to develop hills in our life and light stands so that our light will shine more effectively. And I want to give an example of this. And we know on Friday, this movie, Son of God, has opened in theaters. And it is very well done. It's moving. It tells the story of Jesus. Produced by Mark Barnett. He's a British-American television producer. Some of you will be aware of him. Others of you won't. But he is currently the executive producer of 5 network television shows that's on the air right now. And it has produced over 2,400 hours of television that regularly airs in 70 countries. And so here are some of the programs that he has produced: Survivor, The Apprentice, The Voice, Shark Tank, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, The Sing-Off, and People's Awards. And those are just some of them, of some of the major programs, not just one, not just two, but very successful programs that are hit programs on the television. What this has done has given him a platform to do some things. He and his wife, Roma Downey — you don't know who Roma Downey is, she played the actress in Touched by an Angel — and last year they produced the 10-week miniseries, The Bible. And it was very successful, and you would have watched it on the television. So what they did is taken additional footage, and they have now made a full-length feature movie called Son of God. And it just focuses on the life of Jesus from the book of John. Now, I'm saying all that we have a tremendous opportunity to witness to people in the next couple of weeks. This movie is in the theater. It's a great opportunity to you invite a friend to go to a movie with you. Everyone likes to be treated to a movie. And invite them to a movie. And man, can you imagine if we had done this outreach on our own? Well, let's put together a movie. How many millions of dollars would that have cost us? How would we have got top stars to be part of this movie? It would have been hard. But if we had, we could have done this as a local church, and then we'd say, now we got to promote this. How do we promote it for people to see? What I'm trying to share with you, God has given us a platform, given us an opportunity for us to share our faith in the next couple of weeks that is amazing. And we are being able to point to a platform of Mark Barnett, who is a devoted Christian, and he and his wife feel the Lord has led them to produce. And when they went and did the Bible, everyone told them, oh, this won't be successful. This won't be successful. You're just throwing your money away. And yet they did it, and it was successful. Same thing with the Son of God. Oh, no one's going to come watch a movie on the Son of God. And yet theaters were sold out over the weekend on this movie. I believe God has given Mark Burnett a platform and a place where he can draw attention, and God is using it, and we can utilize it to touch other people's lives. Now, to give you a little bit, a little taste of what the motivation behind this movie, I saw an interview on television the O'Reilly Factor, just a secular program, and they were interviewing Mark Barnett about the movie. So I'm going to play this little interview with you, and then we'll finish up in a moment. So.
Personal story segment tonight. Can Christianity make a comeback in the movies? A few decades ago, films like The Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, Going My Way, huge successes in the USA. But outside of Mel Gibson's The Passion, there have been too many religious movies lately. That situation will change this week when the film Son of God is released.
Our Father in heaven feeds the birds of the air. How much more will he give to you? And everything else will follow. If you hunger for righteousness, you will be filled through me.
Was that a man who produced that film, Mark Burnett? You know, I have a book, Killing Jesus, and we're doing a movie on that as well. It'll be out this time next year, Easter season next year. But my book is just history. It's about, you know, Jesus being caught up in this tremendous power struggle between the Romans and then the people in Judea. You and your wife, Roma Downey, basically say to the movie goer, he's God.
Absolutely. Our movie even starts at Revelation with John, an old man looking back. And the first words the audience will hear on the movie screens Friday when it comes out is, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we know that the Word was Jesus. You could transpose that and say, Jesus is God.
Okay. Now, why are you doing that? Why you can do it another way. You could do it another way. Mm-hmm. You can say, look, these Christians believe he's God.
Yeah.
But you're almost evangelizing in the movie.
Oh, we are. I mean, we are. You know us very well. We are probably the noisiest Christians in Hollywood. And there's no way we're going to not say what is true, that Jesus is God in our belief.
Okay. So the goal of the movie is not only to entertain, but to persuade and maybe convert.
Absolutely. This movie will be used for years. The last time a movie on the life of Jesus was done was 65. So that was 49 years ago. And so this comes around every few decades.
The greatest story ever told.
Yeah, that's correct. Exactly.
Right. But Gibson did the Jesus movie from the angle of his execution. All right. So how are you a very successful? And if you don't know Burnett, he's the guy, the survivor guy. He, you know, he does all the reality shows.
The Voice.
Yeah. Whatever it is, I'm sure you're doing it. So how are you then greeted by the secular Hollywood industry, which doesn't like to be told, you know, about what to believe?
We've been so welcomed.
I mean, come on, tell me the truth now.
I know you really well.
Are you going to George Clooney's house? Are you schmoozing with these people?
We know a lot of people in Hollywood. You know that.
Yes.
And we're very authentic with our faith, and we love everybody, and we're nice to everybody, and we have hit shows, so we get along with everybody.
Do you socialize with them, or are you shunned?
No, we socialize.
You do?
I don't know George Clooney, but we socialize with a lot of people. People are respectful of each other's faith.
All right, now when you do socialize with the hedonists out there, all right, do you say, hey, maybe you don't want to be a hedonist, and you might check this out?
Hey, the way we're hoping people will find Jesus is through our movie.
Okay.
I mean, we're very clear.
So you're not going around like the like some groups and proselytizing.
We haven't
the street.
Yet become Bible salespeople. That may be
well,
next.
Here's the deal: if you do become Bible salespeople, I don't want to see you, but you can send Roma to my house, and I'll buy it. I'll be a funeral. Okay, she can come. Now, the movie is partially based on your television series mm-hmm. that did very well
yes.
last year,
yes.
right? So what's the delineation?
Oh, this is based on John. So we open with John looking back, and it's really a focus on the Gospel of John. And it really is, much like your upcoming movie, a political thriller. In the way it's edited, as they get closer to Jerusalem, the tension rises. The Romans
sure,
on one hand.
Sure, that's the story, right?
Yes. And so it's really a political thriller. You fall in love with Jesus so much, you really, and we found audiences hoping it's going to sort of change. But then I hope it doesn't, because without the crucifixion and resurrection, it wouldn't be 2.2 billion of us. I include you in that.
All right. Mark Burnett, everyone. The movie opens Friday. We
yes,
appreciate
sir.
You coming on in, Mark. Nice to see you.
Sure. Aren't you pleased when you see those Christians that are unafraid and stand up? I love when he asked the question, well, are you trying to evangelize? He didn't have. He said, absolutely. I mean, that's what we're doing this for. We're trying to share our faith. And, you know, I'm sure they're not perfect, and I don't know totally their lifestyles, but I know God is using this project that they have done. We went last night, our family sat there, watched the movie. Now, obviously, from our perspective, we know the Bible. Oh, they left that out. Oh, that happened there. Oh, why didn't they do that? You know, so we can always say, oh, well, they could have. Now, of course, then the movie would have been 5 hours long rather than 2 hours long. So obviously, you know, it can't tell everything. But I can tell you this, it tells the story of Jesus. That he's different comes through in this movie. That he's the Son of God comes through in this movie. He was not an ordinary person. It tells the story of his death and resurrection. It's a powerful movie. And I was thinking as I was sitting there, there's people in this movie that they don't know the Bible. They didn't go to Sunday school. They're not thinking in their mind, oh, they left that out, they left that out. They're just being swept up in this story of this man who lived so long ago. The story of the gospel is being told on screen to people that have never heard it and may never come to a church. Here's my challenge to you as we close this service. Let's utilize this light. Let's utilize it. Go yourself. Invite someone to go. Invite a neighbor. Invite someone you're working with. Invite a relative. Say, come to the movies with me. I'd like to treat you to the movies. You don't have to say a whole lot after. You don't have to say, well, after this, I got to do this. No, just let the conversation, just let the message of Jesus speak for itself. I guarantee it will impact them. At the end of the movie, the credits were going up. Most of the theater was empty. We sat and waited a little bit just to watch through the end of it. And as I was getting up, I saw this middle-aged man sitting about three rows ahead of us. And as I walked by, he was just sitting there. And he was just wiping the tears out of his eyes. I thought to myself, he was touched by the story of Jesus. Maybe he never heard it. If someone had knocked on his door, he may have brushed them off. But somehow he was touched with the story of Jesus. And so I just encourage you, utilize this movie some way and energize yourself. It didn't cost us a penny to produce this. And yet here's an opportunity in our city to reach many, many people for the Lord. And so this has been a different Sunday, not a traditional message, but you know what? We've had church, and we've been encouraged, and we've been strengthened. And if we go out of here with a heart to reach someone for Christ, it'll be all worthwhile, and God will be pleased, and he'll smile upon us. Be intentional. I'll stop because I'm going to share a little bit more about this next week. We'll just go into it a little more detail of how we build a platform to be seen and heard in this world. Would you stand with me right now? Amen. Let me pray for us together. Father, we're encouraged this morning. We've been able to come and sing songs of your worth. We've been able to remember you by breaking the bread and sharing the cup. And Lord, we've been encouraged by what you're doing in families and in homes. And Lord, just now as we see this opportunity that we have to use a film to share our faith with others, help us all to be intentional in the next day or two as we just think about our acquaintances and who we could take with us. And Lord, may every person that walks into that theater be touched by your presence. May it beyond the acting, beyond the special effects and all of those things, Lord, but may your spirit permeate every theater across North America and beyond, that many, many people would come to faith and come to worship you as Lord and Savior as a result of this. Help us, Lord, to do our part, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're going to